Damien Barrett's in the studio.
Wrapping up the weekend in footy.
Get purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's Recovery Session. Never miss a moment on KO Sports with all your faves, including AFL, NRL, F1, NBA playoffs, and so much more.
Welcome in, Damo.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Bill.
Damien.
And we'll do with the positives, won't we, Jim, off the very top.
Oh,
I want to, Bill's got an obsession with, too, as I do, the common metal, Bill.
Yes.
It's a nice-looking leaderboard this year.
Well, it is. Let me read from the top with 33 goals, Charlie Curnow, new name up there, Tom Lynch is second, and then third, Max King with 29 goals. Both Charlie and Max King kicked 6 goals on the weekend. Big young forwards, and they win games for you.
They do. They do, and they've both had knee issues in their short careers. Curnow more so than King, but King didn't get to run around in his first season as an AFL player. And look, he has benefited arguably from that sort of easing into the system. But he's look, we may as well start with St Kilda, because he has arrived, and long before the weekend just gone. He hasn't yet played 50 games of footy. He's still a couple short of that. But the maturity with which he displays now, coinciding with his team having its best run at it under Brett Ratton too. Yep. So it was a really good win against Adelaide. They had to grind it out, because Adelaide is not an easy beat at that venue when they're playing that type of footy. But I love what Bradley Hill did.
Yeah.
Third club he's having impact at, and often is the one that's highlighted most when they have a loss historically. But, you know, when you then have a career that he's
spot
had
on.
And a good game that he had in that big milestone game, you need to focus on him too. And there's a guy down the back there, Jim, as you well know, and he's not lost on anyone now, but Callum Wilkie, who just continues to hold that part of the ground together.
Every week.
Yeah.
You'd love to have him on your side.
Oh, yeah.
You would.
Yeah, exactly.
But I had, of course, through my nephews, a good line of sight at Halebury on the King boys. And Purple, when they were still at school, if you asked anyone at Halebury, but also any of the other private APS schools playing, they said, mate, there is no doubt these two will be superstars.
Yeah.
Like, there was no question of how good they are. They're freakish.
Yeah, and we're the line of sight, didn't we, Bill, through Matty Lloyd, who was coaching them in that particular period, Jim, at the school, and he had the same view and still does. And
they're freaks.
And it's a shame for Max, obviously, this year with him going down with the knee before the year even started, with what he was about Ben, with what he was about to do for the Gold Coast Suns.
So 7 disposals, that's all he had.
Yep.
Max King.
And 6.
That's all we needed.
6 kicks, 1 handball, 6 marks, 6 goals.
Yeah.
That's
good.
That's efficient.
That's good.
Efficient.
No, I love what they both of them will do for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, he looks like Borat. You put him in the green bikini. Mate,
if you
put him in that thing that you wore on the footy show.
Well, he wouldn't pack it out as well.
Oh, mate.
He wouldn't have any of that sort of hairy juice.
They got to mention the day I filled in for you. Someone rang up and gave Jim the, that was what that guy had seen unusual.
Which was when we were sitting there going, what's he doing?
Yeah, we did think that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Although he quite liked it.
Oh, he did.
Oh, don't worry. The lineup.
If Maxie King puts it on, he is Borat.
That was a very, very good win from them.
They were good, weren't they? And it was good because after the first 2 games that they'd had at the start of the year with wins, they'd only won 1 of the next 7. Good to see what they did. And I reckon they've worked their way out through Brisbane Lions in a way that I think other clubs will embrace and have a look at. It was Liam Shields' job on Lachie Neal after quarter time. It wasn't the first quarter, but probably after half time more so than quarter time, actually. But it was a good job, Jim. And we often talk about why clubs don't target people like him and Petrarca and Oliver. Well, it can be done because Liam Shields did it. So I'm keen to see what other clubs now do in that space.
What about our man that since he's been on with us, Jim, he has been flying?
Who's that?
Jai Newcomb.
He's a very good player, isn't he?
Oh, outstanding. And Sam Mitchell saw him early, didn't he? And hit him away or whatever he did.
Yep. Yeah, and they picked him up in the mid-season draft last year.
Yep.
And he came effectively straight in and then had benefited from a proper preseason in the high AFL system in the one just gone and hasn't missed a beat. And to come from... You can't say nowhere because he'd already played
He's from Poowong.
Is he? Yep.
Yeah.
Half a season of footy. But to put himself in not just the conversation, but the really pointy end of the conversation about is he going to be the rising star of the year, that takes some doing for a team that until the weekend had only won the 3 games. They've now got 4.
I think he's the favourite now, isn't he, Rebs? We'll look that up.
He'd be close enough with, I think Nick Dacos is, I think he's still doing enough, more than enough. And again, he picked up his, he's about average bill of 25 yesterday with Collingwood did, Jim, against Fremantle in the last game of the round. And that was as impressive as any game that we saw on the particular weekend. And what it does, I think, most, and it sets up next Sunday now, they're going to play Carlton at the MCG at 3:20 on Sunday. And I'd love that to be the semi-official return of crowds to the game. I know we've had a couple of moments this year where there have been good attendances, but I reckon this one really does have a chance, because what Carlton did to Sydney on Friday night is just in keeping with the exciting way they're playing. And you get the two traditional rivals and the two big clubs that have had longish periods, particularly Carlton's, on the XL.
I know we are going to get to the negatives next, but the Fremantle Dockers, if they get to the finals, they have to go play them in the Sahara Desert. If there's a tiny bit of moisture anywhere, they just go to ground. Like, it's embarrassing what happens to them. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
They cannot kick goals.
No, Bill, once it's wet, they are hopeless.
Well, we will touch on them in a few moments, but just wanted to reference, because we did reference Ollie Henry at this stage last week when he had the yips in round nine and was almost left out of the team, was the sub, came on, played about an hour of footy and kicked four goals in those conditions. And I'm rapt for him because it was potentially going to be something that he wasn't going to overcome quickly after what we saw last week.
He looked like Mito Pereira on the 18th of the PGA, didn't he? In front of the... He could not operate.
No.
So well done. Gee, I agree with that.
They were really good, Collingwood. He was happy too. The coach on the sideline, happy with himself.
He deserved it, didn't he?
I know. I loved it.
Because he hasn't deviated. And, I mean, they've got themselves to a nice position in this first year under his watch. Yeah. And there have been moments where the games have got away from him, but he hasn't changed who he is and hasn't changed how he wants him to play.
And Crisp, who we thought wasn't going to play, best on
Crisp
ground.
Yeah. And he will poll very well in the Brownlow too. He's having a bloody good year and a very good player. More with Purple after this.
This is Damo's Recovery Session on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Damo is into chat round 10.
Prestia and Oliver, we didn't get to in the goods.
We didn't, and we need to. Dion Prestia, 2019 Best and Fairest winner, Jim, and has just been a super player since crossing from the Gold Coast Suns. His first year was the premiership year of 2017. Yep. He's been injured and banged up just about at some stage of every year he's been there, but he just comes good when they need him to.
A little meaty.
And they've needed him too in the past 4 to 6 weeks, because they didn't get off to the start they wanted. Richmond, they're back there now. They're in the mix. They're going to finish in finals the way I read it, and they still could be quite high. But
Lynch, how long?
Well, it's a hamstring, so I've got a view, Bill, and I know you do as well.
No, I'm not viewing.
Three or four weeks, I reckon.
Well, you're not prepared to put a week's on it?
Oh, didn't you write Paddy Cripps out for
Cripps? Yeah, missed one.
He missed one.
Holly Wines missed one.
He didn't have a hammy.
Didn't he?
He said four for both. Yeah. So, and Clayton Oliver?
Yeah, same thing. We saw in round nine, Jim, and I just think this illustrates where Melbourne's at. Maxi Gawn had perfect reason to not jump on a plane and play the lowly West Coast with the knee that he had. It was quite sore. Like, he had scans. He was filmed at the scanning centre a couple of times that week. Said, no, I want to go. I want to play. Play he did, and played well, as he always does. You then get to the next round, round 10. They play North Melbourne. Now, they could have won without Clayton Oliver. Not that he was ever in doubt, but he just not only just plays the game and goes through the motions, but picks up 45. There's just no end to their desire to be the best they can be every time the ball is bounced. And that takes some doing, as you know. And clubs historically have a ceiling on how much and how long they can sustain it. They're up to 17 wins now. Seven of those came in the latter stages of last year. The first 10 of this year, they're into the historically successful zone of streaks, and I think they're going to break it. Round 15 against Brisbane Lions is the danger game.
I felt for Tristan Sherry,
the big ruckman.
Yeah, well, he just taught a lesson. And the poor bugger, he's starting out, and you don't know what you don't know as a footballer, and he's in his first handful. Well, but he came up against the best ruckman in the comp, and it looked like it.
Good experience for him.
Oh, my God.
Where was Todd?
No, Todd actually did. That was the thing. When Todd went in there, he was better. But I know what David Noble's doing, so there's no problem with that. But Tristan, a couple of times, Big Max, he's just gone, where do you want it? where would you like
where
it?
You want it?
Clary, and they just exited. Josh Kennedy, with Sydney version.
Uncharacteristic. basically hit Sam Doherty, didn't he? Which he actually copped a week from the match review office for. But that's the least of his problems, given the club today has officially diagnosed that as a serious hamstring, Bill. And it's an 8-week job as a starting point, and quite possibly longer for someone who was clearly struggling this year in context of his great career. He started as the sub a couple of times, and the role that he was being required to play from John Longmore was very different. He wasn't appearing as though he was happy with that role. So it's a long way back now for Josh Kennedy just to, A, get back into the team and B, to have impact. So I hope he does, because I still think they're going to finish in a finals position and quite possibly a high one. But he's got less of a runway now to get back in.
And the 300, of course, he's not far off that either.
How many has he got?
So close to that, is he? Yeah,
280 something. So
it's been a grand career, isn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah. Most contested possessions of any player that's ever played
in the history of the game?
And most clearances, I think, as well. Oh,
Josh
he has.
Kennedy.
Yeah, well, they've only been measuring them in the last 20-odd, 30 years. Most
of them all. Gary Jr.
He's surpassed him, and he's surpassed
289.
289. Yeah, well, he's probably going to fall short, isn't he? Just want to touch on Brisbane Lions. They lost the game. I don't think they lost anything in the big picture. They've been travelling for four of the past 5 weeks. They knew they were vulnerable going into that game. They lost by 5 points, and they were still coming. So I admire that. No forwards, yeah. Now, just on that news, Bill, I think McStay is either going to come back this week or the next week, so it's not as long as they initially had feared it was going to be. But, I'm not reading any great concerns into that. Luke Beveridge, post his game at Ballarat on Saturday against the Suns, had this to say, which bemused people at the Suns.
Yeah, I've got to be really careful here.
Yeah.
Because he's been so dominant. And then, there are reasons why he wasn't in the second half. That's all I'll say.
Is that some of the blocking maybe in the second half? I don't think any trouble, but...
I've got to be really careful. Yeah.
So he throws it out there. He's got to be really careful. So he'll look into it. Well, we looked into it at afl.com.au, Jim and Bill, and took an isolated look at Norton for the second half, where most of the time he was against Sam Collins. And there was some to-ing and fro-ing.
But we saw
one obvious free kick that was missed. Now, look, that's in the eye of the beholder. So maybe, let's go, there might have been one. But at worst, there was probably one free kick that might have been missed. And even that was debatable. There was nothing else. And unless something was said, but I don't think it was, because they shook hands at the end of the game.
The problem is, you don't know.
He's thrown it out there. I mean, look, I can tell you the Suns were pretty, well, I'll say bemused. I'll say bemused, because that's a lesser word than what maybe some were, but because they had no idea of it. Sam Collins actually might have played Aaron Norton in the blueprint way. And I think that's what ultimately Luke Beveridge's conversation is going to provide. Now, again, other coaches will know that anyway, but he played him really well in the second half.
I didn't see the game, but I always think, Bill, that some of the big forwards now should get some vision of maybe Duck back in the 90s and just see some of the mauling he used to cop from defenders. And just say that, mate, this is what big forwards used to have to plough through.
Every week.
Now you get slightly touched and you're getting, So I do think that sometimes we think that stuff's there that isn't.
No, I think you're right, Jim. And there was a team element to some of it, and that's allowed. All they're doing is filling space and blocking, but that is allowed under certain rules. And other times when they were exposed one out, Collins did a really good job.
He
now, the first half was bad for the Suns because he kicked three or five.
He was on fire. He's a very good player, by the way, Collins.
No, yeah.
Hey, Collingwood Carlton, Sunday, MCG, how many?
80?
We did.
Yeah, I was going to say, but we have discussed this a little bit, Bill. We did.
When did you talk about that?
In the
past. All right, the love triangle and the swimming. What can you tell us, Damo?
Anything else purple by way of negative prior to the buses?
We've cut some slack to West Coast, but I think we're just about out of that, aren't we? And, just a 52-point loss to GWS on the weekend is another poor showing for them. And as we know, we've had a bus over there for a while, so we'll leave it there, Jim.
Any others? Because let's go. Oh, no.
That's not getting over.
Sounds like an old tiger moth. I want to take off at the airport.
The wind up propeller.
Anywhere else?
Yeah, well, we've got to get that one and give it a friend out at Essendon, because I felt it was pretty fake how they stood up for their men and their teammates on the weekend. And I know they had to, and I know people say, well, if they didn't, you'd be criticising them for not doing it. But they're always going to do something after what Lordo said the previous week.
Poor
and
old
I just felt it was a little bit contrived and not real. And ultimately, it didn't mean anything because they lost another game of footy that ultimately they could and should have won in a preparation sense.
So, two wins, they've had.
Collingwood Carlton, we.
Yeah, how many will they get there?
They're playing on Sunday, Bill, if you haven't caught up with it.
Yeah, MCG.
MCG.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
If we ever need evidence of the fact that Bill doesn't listen, that's just exactly it.
I was going to let it go through and just pretend that we hadn't talked about it, but I love how you called him out on a chip.
It's
so,
just extraordinary.
We can get Rosie to talk about it later too, Bill.
Yeah.
In the second hour.
Walton.
We can do it at 5:05.
Yeah. No, no.
That could be one of the five at 5:05.
We've got something at 5:05.
Well done, Purple.
Thanks, boys.
That was Damo's recovery session. Never miss a moment on KO Sports with all your faves, including AFL, NRL, F1, NBA playoffs, and so much more. New to KO? Start your free trial today.